USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul defending President Trump's decision to withdraw our troops from Syria. But not all Republicans feel this way. The very latest now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, greenlighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
To the impeachment inquiry now, Democrats issuing subpoenas for documents to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Pentagon.
We won on the Mueller scam. That was a whole big deal that lasted for 2.5 years. We had a few days of peace, and then all of a sudden they came up with this one. But I guess it's just part of my life.
At the White House, President Trump calls the proceedings a scam.
This is a scam by the Democrats to try and win an election that they're not going to win in 2020.
And the president says he's confident the American people and those who voted for him back in 2016 see right through this charade. Here's the president.
The people understand it's a scam. They're trying to win an election in 2020 by using impeachment. If you look at that call, it's a perfect call. It's congenial. There was no pressure.
And it's been a year since Brett Kavanaugh confirmed those still upset over it protesting outside the Supreme Court and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's house. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
To the economy now. On Wall Street, the Dow losing almost 96 points, the Nasdaq down 26 points, the S&P 500 down 13. Rip Taylor has died. He was known as the King of Confetti and the Crying Comedian. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Shoehorn. Folks, I don't dance. It's 5 in the morning.
I have to tinkle now.
You'll get these when you get home at last. Pantyhose, that's kind of dumb. Pantyhose, hello, thank you.
Legendary comedian Rip Taylor passed away in Beverly Hills, according to his publicist. He believed the more exaggerated the gag, the bigger the laugh. And he overemphasized everything from his shaggy blonde toupee and bushy mustache to the campy props that were the basics of his bits. One of his more memorable big screen appearances was when he played himself in Wayne's World 2. He also appeared as himself in the first 3 Jackass movies. He also was a regular on the Hollywood Squares, Match Game, and Super Password. On Broadway, he replaced Mickey Rooney in the lead in Sugar Babies. He also played Fagin in Oliver and Captain Hook in Peter Pan. Rip Taylor was 84 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.